Okay, so I really want to finish up tonight very quickly some of the sugyas about what bracha to make on different purchases. But tonight I really want to get to the topic of the last part of the Atayiv HaMeitiv sugya, which really pertains to Yayin. And then I want to move on to a different topic. I apologize, there should be two booklets, but one booklet was just a couple of minor requirements that I'll just quickly read outside, and we'll just discuss a little bit. We never got to the shayla about Atayiv HaMeitiv / Shachyonu upon what type of purchases. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igros Moshe. This is actually written with regard to the Shavas Batamas, where Rav Moshe writes, if a person buys a new car for the family, it's Atayiv HaMeitiv. A new car for himself, it's a Shachyonu. But if you take a look in the Sefer V'zayis HaBracha, he goes over here, I'm going to read it outside very quickly. He discusses the shayla of how do you know what type of kli is something that you should make a Shachyonu on. So he writes over here, he says, it really depends on you. Every person, depending on what type of level of joy they feel upon this purchase, is going to impact the halacha. So he writes over that Pinchas Scheinberg paskin shekol shu choshev goyim l'simcha mevarach. Anything that's choshev and brings you joy, you make the bracha. And he quotes from the Reb Abba Shaul, the Or LeZion, says even if you buy a new pair of pajamas, you make a shechianu. And then he writes over here that Reb Moshe Feinstein held if you buy a new talis, a talis gadol, you make a shechianu. That's the common practice, I think, today. Person buys a talis gadol, a new talis gadol, he makes a shechianu. That's a question. You got to take a look at the Mr. Brewer over there, which, what's the order? Ayin Sham. I always forget the order, but the Mr. Brewer brings it down on the page. Over there, he tells you what to do. And then he writes over here, what about glasses? You buy a new pair of glasses. So he quotes over here that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Pinchas Scheinberg said, you don't make a bracha, because it's considered medicinal. It's not really style. Right. So he's assuming that most people look at glasses as something you need to see. So then he writes over here, but Rav Nissen Karelitz told him that today glasses is a tachshit. It's a style statement, and therefore you would make the bracha. They asked Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, what about if your wife buys a new shetel? Do you make a shechianu? So if you saw what the prices look like for shetelach now, I don't know if shechianu is the right feeling, but I can tell you that much, they're quite expensive. But he writes, yeah, if a lady buys a shetel, she should make a shechianu. She's very happy. Right, maybe you can even argue, I'll tell you, mate, the husband gets the benefit out of it, his wife looks nice maybe, but predominantly for her, she should make a shechianu. Then just to wrap off over here, the Das Torah, the Marsham brings down over here a story with the Chassam Sofer about someone that was appointed to be a rabbi, and he made a shechianu upon his appointee as in that position. I think it might depend on the shul, it depends on the kehil, if you want to make that bracha so fast, maybe wait to see how your contract works out, to see if you want to make that bracha. But in all honesty, if I think if a person does become partner in a big firm or something like that, he gets a raise in at work, I think it is probably something to think about, whether or not he should recite the shechianu. Okay, so if you take a look at this new booklet that I gave you, so on this booklet we're going to just go through some shaylas that I didn't put in the other booklet about when to and how to make different shechianu / Atayiv HaMeitiv. So the booklet should say Atayiv HaMeitiv al Yayin. So just over here, if you take a look at number one from the Sefer Meseiris Moshe, the Sefer that was written by, you know, different practices of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he writes, V'heshev Rabbeinu shemistavish imisha kana bais rak laschir lachem. Let's say a person buys a house, we spoke about this last week, a person buys a house as a rental property. He doesn't buy it to actually live in it. He buys it just as rental property. Said Rav Moshe, "Eino tzorich l'varach atayv ha-meitiv." He does not make atayv ha-meitiv. Avam misha kana bais v'asa b'chanus b'shebo oimed u'moichet dvarim. Let's say you buy a house to do business out of. Or you buy a storefront, buy an office. Rav Moshe said, then you do make the bracha. Interesting gather. According to Rav Moshe, if I buy a house to flip, to rent it out, then I don't make the bracha atayv ha-meitiv. But if I buy a house to use it for my store or my office, then according to Rav Moshe, you do make the bracha. That's how Rav Moshe held you define it. If you take a look at number two in the Sefer Pshat V'Yin from Rav Moshe Sternbach, he talks about the question about buying homes. We had a big discussion last week about when you buy a house on a mortgage, do you still make the bracha? So Rav Moshe Sternbach writes, Hasimcha gedoy levroy levroch shechianu. When a person buys a house, it's a fantastic joy, and you should make a shechianu or a atayv ha-meitiv. The rabbin lo nagel levroch, but no one makes the bracha. Well, in his diet, he says Rav Moshe Sternbach, im kone v'shilam v'abayis shaloi. If you buy it straight out, right, Levarach. I mean, if you buy cash for the house, no mortgage. I wonder what that line of work he's in. But whatever it may be, then you make a bracha. Avlam nisha shibud, mortgage. V'doye geheich yucha l'shalim. If you buy a house like most normal people, regular folk, they got to take a mortgage out. And you're taka worried how you're going to make the payments. V'amekach ki'ilu toliv o'imid. And it's like always hanging on the balance while I make the payments. Yesh loimah, then he thinks, shaloy Levarach. Then he thinks you shouldn't make the bracha. V'asi shapra haminah b'zeh. Now I understand why no one makes a bracha. Because most regular people don't buy a house straight up with cash. Most people buy a house on a mortgage, and they stress every month how they're going to make the mortgage payments.
Could afford have to pay cash.
Right, exactly. So no one really goes straight and, you know, I guess let's say a guy with Yarish in a house maybe. Someone gives him a house. Yarish is a house. So then Taka, according to all she says, he has to make the bracha. But that was his gather.
They don't tell us when to make this bracha.
So we spoke about this last week. We said Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes at the time you put up the mezuzahs. So Rav Shlomo Zalman. No, Rav Shlomo Zalman says when you put up the mezuzahs. Now we had a share months ago, when do you put up the mezuzahs? Okay, so you got to go back to that. There's four sheets when you put up the mezuzahs. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you make the bracha when you put up the mezuzahs.
Which bracha do you make first?
Which one? Shechianu Kvay mezuzah? That's a good question. Okay, we'll have to see. We got to ask those people who actually make the bracha what they did. Again, it's going to really be a teva made for most. Exactly, the mortgage free people. Again, it's really going to be a teva made anyways, because most of us are buying homes with family. But if you buy a place for yourself, so then it would be shech, you know. Yeah.
No, like, especially by the broker who said by property you buy is a rental, you don't, but if you establish a business and it,
I think what Moshe's svar is that you're using it. I think what Moshe's svar is that you're buying the house to use. Not use for financial purposes, but use to actually be mishtamish with it. So if I buy a house and I rent it out, which a lot of people do, right? They buy a house and they rent out, and they don't use the house at all to live in. So that's not what this bracha is.
I bet you're making money on it.
Right. That's not what it is. Right. This is not about making money on it. This bracha is about enjoying being a homeowner. That he thinks that enjoyment is when you actually live in a home. But let's say people buy homes and then they rent it out. So according to Rav Moshe, he thinks in that case, Itaka wouldn't make this bracha until you actually live or use the house on some level. The Asr B'chaim can ask you the following question, as what we just discussed a few minutes ago. Ha'im efshu levarach shechiyon al mishkafayim. Guy buys a new pair of glasses. Glasses are not cheap. Right? Most good insurances don't really cover glasses. So buy a new pair of glasses. Do you make a shechiyonu? So we saw already Machloikis Achreinu, Pinchas Scheinberger, and missing Karelitz. So B'chaim Kineski answered, Im hu sameach bazeh yochel levarach. If you're happy, you can make a bracha. But again, no, it's not. No, that's why it's a good question, because people buy glasses just so they can see. They don't think about the style. Many people buy glasses just for the style. Many people think of both. So, you know, so some people forget. They might argue that their glasses is for the people who have to look at their glasses, right? I know when I buy glasses, I ask my wife how do they look, right? Because she's the one who decides if they look good, not me, right? I know a friend of mine, he just bought something that brought him an object that brought him a lot of joy. So I said, if it brings you a lot of joy, you should make the bracha. I know one else does, okay, no one else has the joy. It all depends on you. This is not it's all how you feel. Then they asked another shayla, ha'im yesh levarach shechiyon al kittel chadosh. I know people who like to buy kittel heavy so often. I try to stay away from the kittel, right? It's Beged Mason. We use it when we need to, right? But let's say a guy decides he wants to buy a new kittel. His kittel's worn out, it's dirty, he wants to buy a new kittel. So here's already, right? What's a kittel? It's nothing. It's supposed to be nothing. It's supposed to be a Beged we the person gets buried in. So do you make a shechiyon on such a clothing? So let's look at the end. So what would you pass into such a shayla? Like I asked, you said, you know, I just went yesterday, I bought a new kittel, I'm going to wear it Mitzvah Shem Pesach, right? And should I make a shachiyanu on the kittel? So he says, it's a beged chadosh, it's not it's beged nesim. So let's see what the Achronim answer. So he writes over here, Hagoyin Hagodo Reb Chaim Kanievsky Oine, no longer Shlita, sadly, he answered, Sheit Goyim L'simchi Yivarach Shachiyanu. Chaim Kanievsky answered like Jake, it depends. If you enjoy, you're thrilled, you just got a new kittel, and now you're going to look your finest at the Pesach Seder, even though it's going to get the wine and the matzah on it anyways, but okay, but you're happy. He said, you make the bracha. Depends on your feeling. Well, what's a shechiyon? It's a simple white cloth. It really shouldn't cost a lot of money. It's supposed to be cheap. Well, what's a shechiyon? The clothing itself is not joy, is not happiness. And even though you're going to be happy when you wear it on the Seder, he says, alum this over here. You're not happy that you're wearing the kittel. You're happy because it's Lel Pesach. It happens to be on Lel Pesach, we dress up in a kittel. Interesting svar. But those people who dress up their kittel, right, some chassidim, they dress up their kittel. They jazz it up. They put silver on it. They put stuff on it. Then he says that avad yesh levarach shachiyon b'levi shasei shabegim mitzatz me yesh simcha v'kayusho. Now you got yourself a nice clothing. It's not. It's no longer a beged mason. Now it's a jazzed up. It's a much. Yeah. So you could, so for chasu again, you can argue the same point. It's not the kittel that brings the joy. It's the chasen that brings the joy. Just we know that we wear kittel. I don't think the common practice is that when the chasen, maybe they should tell the chasen that with all the other things he's buying for new, he should have in mind the kittel also. I don't know. But that's the question. But so the chassan is a great example. The chassan is buying the kittel. He's not thrilled. Then he should have the shachiyon on the talis gadol and have the kittel in mind, even though the talis gadol he doesn't wear till the next morning. But he should have that lechayer in mind as well. Now, the sefer chashug yechem reb zilber. What? He usually doesn't wear it by the seder. So usually the reason was, like the Maram Shik says, because it's not under, they used to get married at 19. So they were under the age of 20 with this chayv misa. So that's why they didn't wear the baget. That was the reason. Because no misa b'dei shemayim under the age of 20. Even though we had once in a shir, we debunked that from a sugya in Reb Loz Demila. That's that concept. But that's the classical reason. So today the boys get married a little older than that. So many people do have the minhag to wear it. But the Sefer Chashug Yeshem Reb Zilberstein shaylas are always fascinating. This is I found three fascinating shaylas. First shayla, sad shaylas, but it's a shaylas. Number 5, ma'isa bi'isha shekibla get mi bayil achar shonim shal mavakim. Anyone who's ever been involved in agunas, it's heart wrenching. It's so sad. But he had a girl who was waiting many years to get a get. Ula'achar shekibla sa get hamiyucha baracha shechiran b'shem u'malchus. This girl was so happy to get the get that the moment she got the paper, she screamed out shechiranu. Ha'im oinim amin al shechiranu ze. Should you answer Amen to such a Shechiyonu? We know, we discussed this in a previous year, that you're not allowed to answer Amen to an improper bracha. If someone makes an improper bracha, you're not allowed to answer Amen. So the question was, is this an improper bracha? Did she have the right to recite Shechiyonu on this document? It's a legal document. Does she have the right to make Shechiyonu? Obviously for her this legal document is worth all the money in the world. Right? This is her freedom. The question is that warrant to Shechiyonu? So again, she's flying high. She's definitely happy. She's divorced now. She's free. She's mamish. Literally let out of jail. But again, it's just a piece of paper. Right? Is this piece of paper warrant this situation to make a shechiyanu?
Would you make a shechiyanu be recovered from an illness?
You wouldn't make a shechiyanu. No, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, the rules of shechiyanu have to be with purchasing new things, acquiring new things, purchasing. Right? A new thing. That's a different bracha, right? These are all, again, so she is obtaining a new piece of paper that she didn't own yesterday, but that piece of paper is just a piece of paper. Well, see, let's say someone gets their green card. Right. So again, it's represented by that piece of paper, but the piece of paper itself is really just a legal document. So he writes over here, Tshuva, Hagoyin of Nissen Karel Shlita. And Nissen Karel, who's no longer Shlita, has already passed away also. Heishivli al Toivu Chayuvis Mevorchim Kuren al Yerushu Metzias Metzia. Aboloya al Atzalim Inezek. So Nissen Karel pointed out, similar to where David was going, is you don't make this bracha when you're safe from harm. Guy was almost in a car crash, he doesn't make the bracha Shachiyana. Right, maybe he has to make goyim, but he doesn't make a shechiyanu. Why? This bracha is miyuchad when you get something of worth, of value. You find an object, you get money, a yerusha. But here it's just a piece of paper. There's no real value here that's going to get this bracha. Aval yesh adayin l'shol ulay tivarech shechiyanu al haklav shel get atzmoi kishu shav imamin. It's worth some form of money. It's a legal document. Again, I don't think it has much market value. Who wants to buy your get? What are you going to do with it? Right? Yeah, they pay money for the get. It's not the paper. It's what the paper represents, which is the divorce. Let's say a guy gets a green card, or a guy gets a visa. All those Yidden that got visas right before the Holocaust, did they make a shechiyanu on that visa? Probably could find that out. But did they make a shechiyanu? This piece of paper is worth everything. This piece of paper means that's it. That's how they're gonna get out. Ha'im pashut shlo yivarchal of ki a passport atzmi shavu kesef kemoi ki milvish aloyve moment rava aloyve neos loy l'shtar halva v'yesh tzas mokum lo demezev yitochin shetzorichan as amim v'tzorichin. So Anna, what part of the wedding do you want to make? I'm saying. Whatever, that might be on the acquiring of the wife or on the mitzvah part, but not just on the feel good feeling of, you know, of being together with someone.
Right.
No, but it's like having, it's like getting a new baby girl that we don't make a shechiyanu. That's, you know, you have something, you have a girl here, you have a baby here, you have a person here, you have a person in your life you're connected to, something like that. If that's why you make a shechiyanu, if we'll leave that out. But in any case, he's not sure if you make such a bracha. Interesting. Next shayla. And I don't know, this is really, we'll leave this for Israeli hospitals. Kone, or really Israeli stores, but this one's, Kone chalipo baruch alei shechiyanu. You bought a clothing, you bought a suit, and you go home, and you make a shechiyanu on it, fantastic. And you realize there's something wrong with it, you gotta exchange it. So you bought home the suit, made the shechiyanu, you realize the jacket's too big, or whatever it is, and now you're exchanging it for another suit. So he wants to know, im yivarach shechiyanu shenis. You have to make a second shechiyanu on the replacement suit. I mean, the simcha is down already. It's no longer the same joy. So Reb Zilberstein writes, "Mistaver d'lo yivarach shenis." Says Reb Zilberstein, you don't have to make the second bracha. Why? Me'ache ukishashidim lebalachanus zoicha bechalif. He says, alumnus. When you go to the store and you buy a suit, you have the right to one suit. One suit. Now, it's either this one or that one, but you have the right to one suit. Ukishin is barish, azusha kibla pegum, and then we realize the one you brought home was deficient, it's no good. You automatically have right to the second suit. It's not a new joy. Meaning, that joy was when I bought a suit. So I bought a suit. It was just, I wasn't sure which suit was really mine. So now that I realize that this is the right suit, so that joy is already, like Chaim says, like an old news already. I already had that simcha when I purchased it. Okay. Now it gets even better. Number seven. Here's talking about the wrong suit, but now we're going to talk about the wrong baby. Number seven. Bisruloi shenodoloi bas. They tell me he has a baby girl. The hero, I said, they show him the baby. Good father. They tell him you had a baby girl, so he looks at the baby, says, fantastic, makes a shechiyanu on her. It was the wrong baby. It was a girl. It was a baby girl. Only boys get a Toiva Meitiv. No. The Gemara says that only boys you get a Toiva Meitiv for. Girls are Shechiyanu. It does, but the Gemara says by girls, not everyone is so happy. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas. Yeah. They tell him.
The woman come over with the Nebelbasser. And then say
Shachiyah. Look at that. There you go. They prepped them already. They know the story. So here they show the wrong baby. Shachiyah was the first bracha no good. Bracha Shein Tzricha. So what happens over here? Now they bring you the right baby. Do you make another bracha? Okay. So then he writes over here, Mistavra de lo yotzi de chayva bracha b'shayna. You weren't yotzi with the first bracha. That was a bracha vatol. That wasn't your daughter. I mean, you can't say like the coat. You know, you have right to one girl. You know, so this girl, that girl. No, you only have right to your baby. You don't have right to anyone else's baby. And therefore, you didn't see the real girl. You saw a baby girl. You thought it was yours, but doesn't give the simcha. And therefore, you have to make a second bracha. No, so for Shechiyanu, you have to see it. Hatoiva Meitiv would be like that. So if Hatoiva Meitiv, all it is, you need to know you had a baby boy. For Shechiyanu, Mr. Brewer pointed it out, in a couple of places, you actually have to see the baby. So that's why here he saw it. This guy was good. He did everything he was supposed to. The hospital messed up. He got the wrong baby. Okay.
By marriage?
Some people make a Shechiyanu on different things, which is what they make a Shechiyanu on. It is, and that's what's more common. Maybe twice, maybe. It's just what the Shechiyanu was going on. But okay, Adkan the sugya.
Buy two suits, make one Shechiyanu.
It's a good question.
Beautiful suits from whatever.
It's a good question.
You got a gishmak from both of them.
I guess one bracha would go on both. Yeah, I would assume so. I would assume one bracha would go on both. Question is when you make the Shechiyanu, is it b'shas levisha, b'shas kinyan? Right, most of us make it b'shas levisha, b'shas kinyan.
You see a lot of times when you need the second night if you got something going to yontif and you're not.
Yeah.
You have the Shechiyanu in mind.
Yeah.
So you already put it on. You're talking about it now.
Yeah. So today the minig is we make a Shechiyanu b'shas levisha. So it could be that levisha. We'll pot to that one later also, maybe. It's a good question. Okay, so now the last part of this.
Do
people make a Shechiyanu?
Yeah.
Some people. Depending on how often they buy suits. Some people buy suits.
Not just in general. I mean,
well, so Shlomo Zalman writes. Right, so.
We don't.
I think.
They have hundreds of new
things. Right, so if you take a look, it's on this paper that was in the booklet from last week. We go through some of the stuff, the rings and the stuff like that. So that Reb Moshe held, they should make brachas on. The guy gets the ring, the girl gets the ring, svarim, all these new things. Yeah, so. I think just we should be more sensitive when we get big new. Again, Chassan and Kala get a lot of new things. Everything they get a new this, a new that. A lot of some of the stuff, maybe they should.
It's also societal. People have a lot of suits. Like, another suit.
Right. It all depends on your person's. Right. It depends on everyone's financial situation. I tell you, someone asked me, he just bought a winter coat. So he told me he doesn't really buy winter coats so often, but he's not really thrilled about it. Like, it doesn't mean anything to him. It doesn't do anything. He's like, he looks at a winter coat as a chitim to stay warm. So then you don't make the bracha. You know, it's a very subjective type. Okay. Now we're up to the last part of this sugya, which is atoyva meitav anya. This is This year was for Stewie. He wanted very much to cover this topic. I was going to skip it personally because I'm not.
Affidavit.
Oh, even better. Okay, I'm not a wine drinker. I'm really not a wine drinker. So I really know very little about wine. But it is a shaila that comes up for those who like their wine. This is an interesting last part of the sugya. There's a gemara in Brachas number 8. The gemara writes in Brachas Toshma Shinu Yayin. If you change wines. What does it mean, change wines? So we're going to learn, Shina Yain doesn't mean you change wines, it means you have new wine that comes. You have one bottle and you have another bottle. So the Gemara says, Ein etzerchlevach, you don't have to make a new bayit pragof. But Shina Makom, if you change places, you change locations, then tzerchlevarech. V'omre, if Yosef bar Abba or Yechon, af b'shamu Shina Yain etzerchlevarech, even though I told you that if you bring in new wine, you don't have to make a new bracha, aval oime baruch atoy v'ameitiv. But you have to make a new bracha called atoy v'ameitiv. You don't have to make a new bayit pragofen, but you have to make atoy v'ameitiv. Says the Gemara, why? Hasam nami. On the second bottle, right? Hasam nami, there too. Why? De ikka b'nei chabura de shasi bade. But again, what's our rule of thumb for atoy v'ameitiv? You can't do it alone. There's always got to be someone else. So it means that you, not only are you drinking from the first bottle, but there are others that are also drinking from the second bottle. So it means that you had one bottle together with either, we'll see who can be your guest. Wife, children, guests. We'll see about that. But it has to be that someone else drank from the second bottle with you. We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to all the details as it goes out. What?
When do you make the bracha? You have to wait for the other person to...
We'll get to that also. We'll see how that works. So we'll see at the end, at least according to Dain Vosner in Montreal, he thinks there's 12 conditions that have to be met. In order to make 11 conditions that have to be met to make this bracha. We'll go through all 11. We'll see Yesh Ladin on all of the 11. Yesh Ladin of all of the 11 are 100% the way he sets it up. But there are a lot of conditions that need to be met. This bracha, in my opinion, is a very rare bracha. You got to really turn yourself into a pretzel to make this bracha. Or really know Shulchan Aruch well. Whichever one you want to look at it. So let's see. So we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that when you have what's called a Shina Yain, you make the bracha. So question number one is why on wine? And why don't you bring out a better bottle of scotch? Well, why is there no bracha on that? Better bottle of, you forget, that place can even talk about, let's say, food. One level of meat, a better level of meat. Level of bread, they call it a better level of bread. Exactly how you figure that out, I'm not sure.
Sour,
okay, or whatever. Which we'll have to get to, even in the world of wine. What makes a wine better? What's one wine and then a better wine? What makes a wine better? Is it money, taste? We'll see. But let's see, there's an important Rashi over here. Zok Rashi, Shinu Yayin. You're drinking wine at a meal. And they bring you another bottle of wine, which is better from the first. So you don't have to make a bayit pragofen, but you have to make this bracha atoyv v'hameitiv. Now it's interesting, if you want to look up more about this atoyv v'hameitiv is different than all the other atoyv v'hameitiv we've been learning for the last how many weeks. The rest of the Hatoyv HaMeitiv is found in one or two Simanim in Shulchan Aruch towards the end of the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel. What we call Simen Shin Chav Gimel, Reish Chav Gimel, Reish Chav Aleph. Kuf Chav Aleph. This has its own Simen in Shulchan Aruch. Hatoyv HaMeitiv on wine has its own Simen in Shulchan Aruch only about it. Not mixed in with anything else, which means it's its own type of Hatoyv HaMeitiv. But this Rashi is important. What did Rashi just say? Shoyse Yain Besuda. So many people want to be medayik from this Rashi that this whole bracha is only if you're eating a meal. Let's say you go to a wine tasting. So you go to a wine tasting, they give you one wine, and they give you more. I assume that's how it works. So according to this Rashi, you don't make the bracha. Why? Because you're not a suda. It's not a suda. It's a wine tasting. Now again, for most of us, this shayla comes up at a Shabbos meal or a Yom Tov meal where it is halachically a suda. But there are those who want to be medayik from Rashi that you only make this bracha if it's a suda. Because Rashi says, shasa yayin besuda. Why did Rashi have to add those words? Why could it just be you drinking wine? Because three guys are sitting around drinking wine on a Tuesday night. Why does it have to be at a suda? So it must be. The Rashi shows you only make this bracha when it's done in the context of a suda. So if you like...
The bottle have to be there.
We'll get to that also. We'll get to that where the bottles are. It's very, very hard. We'll get to... It's a very tricky how to make this bracha. And if you make this bracha... No, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi just says... Right.
It wasn't there before.
Right, of course. The second bottle is definitely not there. The second bottle...
Has to be there.
No, absolutely not true. Faket. We'll see that the second bottle at best should be outside the house. If it's like in the refrigerator, it might not be good. Because you already have das on it.
That was like you're a guest.
So the only way this could, we'll get to it. The best way for this to happen would be is if a guest stops by in the middle of the meal and brings a bottle that you didn't expect. That would be like the best way to get this bracha. But we'll get to it. I don't want to give away the whole answer yet. So let's see the Kaf HaChaim number 10. Dr. Kaf HaChaim, he writes, V'nira da'afilu b'loi suda. Kol shekavu lishtoif b'varach ha'tayla meitim. So the Kaf HaChaim thinks personally that this bracha has nothing to do with the suda. Three guys sit down together, two guys sit down, you and your wife sit down together one night, hit the bottle, okay, it was a tough day, fine. So you sit down, you have one bottle of wine, and then you're up to the next bottle of wine, and there's no suda, you already ate, there's no food, nothing. You would make the bracha. But he writes, Av Madivir Rashi Shikasav, Shinu Yain, Shasa Yain Besuda, Vevil Yain Acher, Toiv Minarishan, Ain Tach Verbe Begoffin. But he quotes our Rashi. Rashi sounds like Mashma Davka Besuda. Av Shaloi Besuda, Afilo Bikvis, Ain Lavracha Teva Meitiv. But the Kaf HaChaim says, but Rashi in Brachas. Rashi in Brachas threw in two very important words, Shasa Yain Besuda. So he's aiming on this deal that it sounds like from Rashi that it only works if it's in the context of a meal. But he writes, Vahoche Naktinan Deshev Val Tasa Odif. So the Kaf HaChaim says, listen, I don't know if I hear the svar of Rashi, but Rashi says it. And we have a rule, Sheval Tasa, if it's better not to do something, especially if it's a bracha, better not to make the bracha. So therefore, Paschal is a Kaf HaChaim. If you're not in the context of a meal, you don't make this bracha. Then he fears us at the end of the piece of Al Kenira, Kibun de Ekaplukta, Bezet, since it's a machoikis, Yeshlochus, the Savik brachas, Vishheval Tasa, Odif. Don't make the bracha unless you're in a meal. So again, a Shabbos meal or a Yom Tov meal, this is not relevant because you're already in a meal.
What's the first of your 11?
First, this is right. This would be rule number one, which is debatable because we'll see later on. There's a Ramah that seems to say first, not like this. So we'll hold off to see if this is one of the 11. So this is possibility number one. Again, this is negate if you go to a wine tasting. If you go to a wine tasting, this is very relevant because there, they're definitely upping the wines, I would think so. They're not serving you the same level. You get your money back for that. So they keep on moving you up each madrega. And there, Taka, we'll see there might be other issues with a wine tasting. That's a shaila. What makes wine better? We'll have to get to white wine and red wine. Oh, they do? I'm not familiar. I would think it's got to be more. I would think so. I would think so. Right, I think they give you something, but.
You go to the restaurants in the vineyards.
Are there?
They pair the wine with
the food.
With the course.
Ah, so every course is a new bottle.
Yeah.
So they're ready. So there, we'll see. There's a different problem over there. You have to know if you really own that bottle of wine. So again, some you do. You pay for it. The question is, do you have control over the bottle, or they only pour you that one cup for the course, and they take. We'll get to it. In theory, if you keep on moving up, if you keep on going up and up.
I mean,
the Gemara says Shinu Yayin,
doesn't say that it's a better.
So Rashi said that. You saw Rashi. Rashi says Toiv Minim. Rashi learned that that's what it means in the Gemara. Now, if you take a look in the Yalkut Yosef, of Avadia's son, he writes in number 11, Ein levarach atoiv ametiv elo al shinu yayin elo kishu b'say chasudo. So he goes like the Kaf HaChaim. It's got to be a meal based on Rashi. Interesting, the Orlet Zion, who's also a Sephardic, Rabbi Abba Shaul, so he writes no. He says, V'nirish ein a raya. He thinks there's absolutely no raya from Rashi in Brachas. Aye, Rashi said, toiv chasudo. Says Rabbi Abba Shaul, Shemashikos of Rashi besudo, hu mishum shahayu koshu loy loshen agamara hevi uloy. He said Rashi had a different problem. Rashi was bothered. This bracha we know is only when you're with other people. So who else is with you when you're drinking the wine? So Rashi, no. He thought the galosh in the Gemara was heviuloi, they bring him. Shemash mashahu yochid, he's by himself. Right, the waiter brings the bottle, the waiter leaves, he sits by himself and he drinks. Frekt Rashi, if you're by yourself and you're drinking, there's no batayv ametiv. Vare karmelosh v'varach rakam shnayim. Ukamash kasa gemarsh, like the Gemara says. Va'ken kasif sheviuloi besuda. They didn't just bring him a bottle of wine by himself. They brought it in a meal. The derech sudish yesh kama nosha mesubin. And a meal, you don't eat a meal by yourself. You eat a meal with other people. The chenirish akein hoven haramah b'divi Rashi. And he says, I'll prove it to you. We'll see later on. There's a ramah that says later on that did not learn Rashi this way. Why? The imshit is Rashi sheim mevorchan ela b'shas ha-sudah. If Rashi held, you don't make the bracha unless it's a sudah. Hayilol laharamah lochus lezeh. We're going to learn later on. There's a ramah that says very clearly that if five guys sit down together to drink wine, no meal, they make a teva meitiv. Fact of Abba Shaul, what about Rashi and Brachas? The Ramon knew Rashi and Brachas. So the Teret is, he didn't learn Rashi that way. He didn't think Rashi meant that, and therefore Paschal is of Abba Shaul. L'chein, ein mokum lochus kan l'sofik Brachas l'hakel. U'mevarach a teva meitiv av shaloi b'say chasudah. So then you can debate whether or not suda is a requirement for a teva meitiv. It's a machlekes svar de shepoiskim, and k'nira the Ramon holds that you make the bracha even if you're not in a suit.
It's clear that the first bracha is for Yitro Havim.
Correct. That's for sure. That's correct. Correct. So now let's get to some of the requirements over here. Page number 2. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Number 13, Simen Kuf Ayin Hei. It's its entire Simen. If you want to learn Kuf Ayin Hei on your own, that entire Simen is all about this bracha. So he writes in the Mechaber, Heviu lehem yayin acher, they bring him another wine, einei mevorech by priagofen. He does not have to make an ubay priagofen, avo mevorech olav atoiv ametiv, but he has to make atoiv ametiv. Okay, that's the Gemara. Writes Ramah, afal gav she'ein loy oid min harishin. Even though there is no wine left from the first bottle, they finished, they polish off the first bottle. Now, what happens when you follow, when you finish one bottle? You bring a second one. That's what people do. So the Ramah says, even though you finish the first bottle and there's no wine left from the first bottle, and that's why they bring in a second bottle, you still make the brach on the second bottle.
Is it the same wine?
Or no. We're talking about over here. He says, v'lav davka lehem michodosh, ela hu adinim hoyile mitchilu shtei yenos. If they had initially two wines, v'vorchen al hashen atoiv ametiv. It has to be that the wines are not in front of you. I mean, let's, for example, the wines are all on the table. There's five bottles of wine on the table. And there's different levels. Then says the Ramah, you don't make the bracha. So if you have the wines out, so the bracha is for sure not relevant. So let's, for example, let's say at a Purim Suda or a Yom Tov Suda where people put out a bunch of bottles on the table from the get-go, so then already Atayva Meitav is not even relevant. That's not knocks it out right away. Now let's take a look. Doesn't sound like it. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more about the... We'll get to that. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about it. Well, we'll see. So let's take a look over in the Mishnah Berurah number 14.
Yes.
No, he's saying a chiddush that even though I finished the first bottle, so my motivation for bringing the second bottle is because I'm thirsty.
Right.
I still would make the bracha, which we'll see. The Mishnah Berurah does not pass in that way. Mishnah Berurah passes, you don't make the bracha in that case. So guests are going to get tricky because we're going to, again, there has to be someone else drinking with the balabais. The question is, who's drinking with the balabais? So if it's his wife, that's easy. If it's his kids, it's also easy. What about if it's a guest? If it's a guest, it might depend on what type of guest it is. Right? If you give the guest full access to the bottle, that's one thing. But let's say you're controlling it. Right? You give the guest, you limit his drinks, right? You don't put the bottle on the table. You know, some of these guys, they take their bottles very seriously. They give you a little bit. They share with you a little bit, right? So if they do it that way, then you're not really considered a shutif in the bottle. And you don't make the bracha. And neither does he. It's a tricky thing. In order for him to make the bracha, you have to also be considered doing this together. So if he holds the bottle back and only gives you as he wants, so you can't make the bracha and he can't make the bracha. So if you want to convince your host to let the bottle free, tell him, listen, if you want to make the bracha, you got to give me rights to the bottle. So we'll get to it. Let's take a look at number 14, the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you make the bracha. 100%? No, she cannot just be sitting there. She has to drink also. We'll see at the end of this, there's a shayla. I don't even understand the shayla. Let's say you have a child that's not bar bas mitzvah that's drinking with you. Is that good enough also? You have a 12-year-old boy. 12 and a half. His bar mitzvah is tomorrow. But he's having wine with you. Again, for us, it's
really his second cup, second wine.
It's already his second bottle, right? So he's having a rough bar mitzvah. You know, he's having a hard time with the pshatel. You know, you're working it out. Baba? Yes, he does. Whoever's going to make the atayv ametiv, everyone had to start it off with bottle one. We all joined in bottle one, and then we're all going to join together in bottle two. Right? It's not going to work. No. We're going to learn. That's one of the tanoim. Everyone, all parties at the table that want to make the bracha have to have partaken in both bottles. They have to drink from the bottle. So drink from the, has to be, now we're going to talk about a gishmaka shayla, what happens with great, well that's another shayla, how much do you have to drink? We'll see there's three shitas in the paiskim, how much you have to drink. But the other shayla we have to get to is what about grape juice and wine? Is that like going up, but that's not even in the same ballpark? Meaning is, let's say a guy starts off with grape juice, which I think is not so crazy. Let's say, for example, you have a Shabbos meal, so you have, let's say, kids at the table, so you don't want to come out with the wine, so you serve grape juice, very good. Then when the kids go to play, you know, that's when the good stuff come out. I think that's very common. Shaila, is that considered going up? Meaning I started with grape juice, that's wine one, and now I moved up to a better wine, which is pretty much anything better than grape juice, so then you'd have to make atayv ametiv. Now, the basis for that question is grape juice even in the wine family? If you hold grape juice as soda,
according to
Rav Moshe,
according to the Pope who quoted
Rav Moshe. Right? So most of us today who make Kiddush on grape juice, which is what most of us do, again, we've spoken about this many times, Rabbi Yashiv was very against grape juice. He thought grape juice is mamish, a shayla of a bayi priya gofen. He didn't even think you should make a bar peregrafen.
Yeah, but we said at that time that's because Eretz Yisrael, the grape juice is different than the American grape juice, also, no?
I don't think so. I thought because he held that based on the Gemara and Bava Basra, that if you hold that you make it non-alcoholic capability, it's felt in the Shem Yain. That's what Rabbi Yashav held. Shem Zalman fought with him about this. It was a big ongoing fight. Right, so on Pesach, there even Rav Moshe, who was making with grape juice all year long, was machmir to have alcoholic for Lel Seder. Right. So let's see what we got over here. So first question we got to get to is why on earth do we make a bracha on better wine? Why does this warrant a bracha? Again, if I buy scotch and I go up whatever year it is, I don't make a new bracha. I buy better meat, I don't make a bracha. So wine. Also now wine, now I get a special bracha. So Mishnah Berurah writes over number 14.
And
but you don't do it by basar. No, you don't do it by basar, right?
What? Right. But I'm saying, but yain it's used for kiddush, it's used for birchta.
Okay.
It's used for all these fine.
So there's obviously some svara that yain has an intrinsic value over everything
else.
Right. So obviously yain does have something special. So let's see. So Mishnah Berurah writes this number 14. First of all, if you make this bracha, you got to do it right. You got to say Hashem's name. No, you don't know baruch atah Hashem. Hashem's name like any other bracha. And you're thanking Hashem for this additional wine that He sent you. So He quotes over here from Svarim that give a reason. We're really supposed to decrease in all our physical pleasures. Wine is the worst thing to indulge in because we know wine gets us into trouble. You know, intoxication is never good. So he writes, "L'keach sidra nusach zeh shaltoiv ametiv sheyadua shebrichas atoiv ametiv shebrichas amoze tikna al rugi beitar shenitin l'kvura." Where else do we make atoiv ametiv? It's funny. If I asked you where do you make atoiv ametiv, I would say, "Well, we learned the last 3 weeks about atoiv ametiv." He says, "No, go back to benching. We make atoiv ametiv in benching." What was that about? So that the Gemara tells us was instituted because of the harugi beitar that finally they were allowed to be buried and the bodies didn't rot. So therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, when you're up to the second bottle, you have to remind yourself of the people that died and were murdered and their bodies didn't rot away. So that's a reminder. This bracha will remind you of that bracha. Which means it's not such a joyous, it's like a mixed emotional bracha. On one hand, you're happy to have another bottle, but on the other hand, we're like, okay, but remember, too much wine can be a bad thing. Then he writes, "V'davko ala yain shebeseich hamazon." This is only wine that's in middle of a meal. Now, be careful what he means over here. He doesn't mean like we saw from the Kaf HaChaim. He says, "Avol al koisha bechas hamazon ein tzarich levarach al bechas atayv hametiv." I mean, let's say, for example, you have a Shabbos meal, and they serve wine at the Shabbos meal. Then you bench ala kois, and they bring you a different bottle of wine. So now, when I finish benching and I drink from the kois, do I have to make atayv hametiv? You have to make another prayer often. Now it's after the suda. Now the question is, first of all, it has to be that someone else is drinking also. But many people are machmir to drink kashal bracha from a kashal bracha, so, right? So let's say, for example, you go to your friend's house for the meal, he invites you for the meal, and you bench ala kais. So for the meal, you had one level of wine. Then for the benching ala kais, he brings out a wool fancy bottle of wine. So now you drink the bottle of wine, and you make drink from the kais, and the rest of the people drink from the kais because it's a kashal bracha. Do you have to make a taiva meitiv now? Says Mr. Brewer, no. A chiddush. You have to make a Dubai Priyagafen anyways because it's after benching. Correct. Now the question is, do you have to make a Taiva Meitiv? So Mishnah Berurah says, no, you don't. Why? This is Shver and Lomdis. Why? Because you didn't drink the new wine yet. Right? Again, talk to Mishnah Berurah. I just said a Taiva Meitiv and benching. So what do you mean? But that Taiva Meitiv doesn't work for what I'm going to do now. Secondly, you see a Mordi Gechidish from the Mishnah Berurah. You see that the atoyiv hametiv and benching can sometimes be used as a replacement for the real atoyiv hametiv. So if you remember, we mentioned a while back from some paiskim who said, if you're ever mesupik, if you should make atoyiv hametiv, have in mind when you say it in benching atoyiv hametiv. So we'll see that that's not so posh. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah rules. Yeah, but the pashtus is that the chiyuv bracha didn't start yet. It's a difficult Mishnah Berurah. But then he writes over another shayla. This, I think, happens a lot. Let's say Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach, you want to mix things up a little bit. So the first kais, you have one level of wine. Second kais, you have a different bottle of wine. Third kais, you have a third. And the fourth, you have a fourth. So you keep on moving up, right? You move up different levels of wine throughout the Seder. Do you make a Teiv HaMeitiv? Why not? So he writes over here.
Are you making a bad
halakha? No. Why should that matter?
We're not in Suda.
Okay, it could be we all, and that could be the biggest suda in the world. Right, so we know already that this shaila is, I always joke, it should be the first question on the Manashtana, is that the Seder is the biggest example of Kiddush not b'makom suda. You make Kiddush, you don't get to the meal for like 3.5 hours. So the Achronim Masses is a kasha. Every year I always mention there is a chumra from some poskim to get, to make sure it's from Kiddush to the matzah is not more than 72 minutes. Try pushing that at home, see if that works. And then you mash up. Yeah, it's a great chumra, right? You got to rush everything. So the teretz is the seder, the lel seder is called one big suda. So maybe for this halacha would also be considered. So the Mishnah writes, "Belel Pesach toiv lechatchila shloi lishtois oid mimin acher shoyayim b'seichas suda." He's not talking about the crisis. He's talking about the middle of the meal. It's the middle of the meal. Right? Again, let's say a guy really is a brave guy. He has 4 cups and he still wants some during the meal. Because they don't want you to make a teva meitiv. And it will look like you're adding on to the kaisis. Not sure why, but if you make a teva meitiv, it looks like you're adding on.
Is he also saying for the arba kosis?
He's not talking about the actual arba. He's talking about if you want to have during Shulchan Aruch.
He's not.
I don't know why that looks like you're moisav al kaisis. By the fact, I guess you're making a public statement on a kais that looks like you're doing something different. Right. So I guess if it would be one of the kaisis. Right. Now, if you take a look over here, number 15, the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim comes up with a different reason why we make this bracha. He goes with Michael's reason. The Gemara says in brachas, what makes wine stand out? It gives you joy and it fills you up. Bread fills you up, but it doesn't make you happy. Right? Those carbs don't make you joyful. We always find that whenever we talk about praising, it's always connected to wine. Void kivad yain choshev shekava bracha la'atzmoi. Since wine has an independent chashivas that has its own bracha, roi varcha lavatei v'amitiv. Okay.
Bread also
has its own bracha, but he zucked him that that's why you make a bracha on this. Now, if you look over in number 16, this. Well, again, a good scotch doesn't have. Right, he says it's both. It's not soy. It doesn't fill you up. The Gemara says that wine fills you up. I guess scotch doesn't have that. I don't know if it has or does not have that ability. Again, the times of the Gemara, that was definitely the more popular drink than what we have today.
He also brings
the other reason that we saw earlier. Right. Now, it's interesting. This Sefer Yeshua is Daniel. I'm not sure who he is, but he points out a good observation. What does Mr. Brewer tell us? Mr. Brewer told us that if a guy eats a suda and he has a bottle of wine and then he benches ala kais, and he has a better bottle of wine, he doesn't make atayv ametiv because he already said in the benching. So he points out over here, number 16, he says, ulefize, yesh lion. The mission is chayv levorach b'chaz atayv ametiv akniyaz b'ayis chodesh. Let's say you just bought a new house. And therefore what? Before you put up the mezuzah, you have a meal. You wash, and you say atayv ametiv. So now I'm going to be potter from that atayv ametiv when I put up the mezuzah. So Mr. Brewer said. Mr. Brewer said, again, he's assuming that the atayv ametiv in benching is the same atayv ametiv for wine, same atayv ametiv in this. So let's have an example.
No, but maybe there's a difference between food and drink that it covers.
So that's what we have to see. So he writes over here, he says, Ulfizi yesh line. The mission is chayv levarach was atayv ametiv al kniyaz b'ayis chodesh. Uberch b'chazad b'oz and he benched. Im chayv levarach shuv atayv ametiv? V'nir d'shapir choyzer u'mevarach. Avad you have to. V'cholok mi b'chaz atayv ametiv al yayin d'doim le b'chaz atayv ametiv b'chaz amazad. He says a lomdush thing. There's three types of atayv ametivs. There's a teiva meitiv on buying something new, there's a teiva meitiv in benching, and there's a teiva meitiv on a new yain. That a teiva meitiv on a new yain is definitely more connected to the benching than a teiva meitiv. Especially if you go like the reason of the Mishnah Berurah, that the reason why we say it, to remind us of that teiva meitiv in benching. And therefore he wants to say that in Echanami, Yitaki can't use a teiva meitiv in benching for your house, or for your baby boy, or for the Yerusha. You can only use that teiva meitiv for wine. That's what he wants to say, based on this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so Mr. Shem, next week we'll go through some of the Tanoim to see what you really need, and it's not easy. You got to really be talented to figure out a way to make a bracha on this on the new wine, even if you're trying hard to be mekayim this halacha of hatayv ametiv on shina yain.